At least 20 soldiers have been killed in twin explosions in the southern Syrian city of Daraa. Nathan Morley reports.
The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says two cars packed with explosives were detonated at a military camp, killing and wounding dozens of people. Syrian state media said the two car bombs resulted in victims and material damage, but did not give further details. Meanwhile, Syrian opposition groups are continuing negotiations in Doha about a possible merger. One of the biggest groups, the Syrian National Council, or SNC, has yet to decide whether it will join a proposed unified group provisionally called the Syrian National Initiative. Separately, over 408,000 Syrians have now crossed into neighboring countries to escape the violence in their homeland, according to the United Nations. Randa Hona Nusier is the UN Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for Syria.
We are still facing major challenges. One is access, and not access because of administrative hurdles and procedures, but because of insecurity. For as long as the parties involved in this conflict do not respect the neutrality and the impartiality of humanitarian actors, access will continue to be difficult. We are funded for the revised humanitarian response plan at the level of 45%, and we are only 1 month and a half away from the end of the present cycle.
UNHCR says there were little efforts by both sides of the conflict to protect civilians, leaving them with little option but to flee for their own safety. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.